The Sun-Blessed Prince by Lindsay Bird. Read by Joe Jameson. Part 1. Life was born to a great barren nothingness. He emerged shapeless and undefined, and he longed to fill all the empty spaces. First came the ground that became known as Earth. It was hard and firm and cold. Life cast light upon the earth as a great and powerful sun, giving birth to every colour life could imagine, blues, reds, yellows, and all those in between. The colours combined and shifted and changed. They swirled and danced about. They became warm under the glow of his power and cool in earth's shadows. But the earth is too hard, life decided. So he made water too. And water filled Earth's empty spaces. It slithered between every available crack, then it split and separated each crevasse, turning the Earth soupy and soft. If Earth complained, then water fought with it. It threw itself up against all of Earth's sharp edges and smoothed each jagged point. Water could go anywhere it pleased, and it encouraged Earth to join it on its adventures. And with life's help, it did. Life helped craft the earth, moulding it into forms that water filled and helped animate. Life would find them settled in one place or another, and he would ask, "What are you? What is this?" And they would reply, "I am now grass," or "I am now tree." And for a time, this was pleasant. For a time, this was good. Water and earth worked together, and together they found new ways to take shape and new ways to explore the great world that had started from nothing. The Origins of the Gods. Anonymous. Chapter 1. Elysian. The battlefield is always chaotic. Even on a good day, when their defense is strong and their lines remain unbroken, Elysian can only just manage to keep track of Leo. His presence is a constant balm in the violence as he blocks a sword here or an arrow there, never straying far. They have fought this war for 3 years at each other's sides, and knowing where Leo is has become instinct. Elysian does not need to look. He knows with perfect clarity Leo is there. The melees never last long into the afternoon. It is too hot. But they start early, and the battles often stretch for hours as one relief group after another reinforces the front lines. Today, the humidity is impossible to ignore, even for the most steadfast of soldiers. They choke in their armour, gasping for breath between one strike and the next. And so, when Elysian first sees a flash of streaking white, lithe and impossibly agile, he thinks the creature is an illusion, or perhaps his battle-weary brain playing tricks. For no nightcat would ever appear in a place like this. Leo yells his name. Elysian twists. An enemy soldier, dressed in tattered grey rags and clinking chainmail, swings a blade towards his head. Their swords clang loudly. Elysian pivots on his heel. He ducks low. He yanks his blade up in a fierce diagonal, killing the man between one hot breath and the next. The body falls, and there it is again. A flash of white. Not the beast he had first imagined, but a young man, bare-chested and pale, twisting away from the violence of the battle. With no armour to protect him, the man's skin shimmers in the high sun of the day. His hands cover his ears, as if that could possibly be enough to muffle the sound of the fighting. His head whips back and forth, mouth open in a wordless scream. There is dirt and blood splashed across the naked expanse of his chest. Elysian takes one step towards him, bewildered by his appearance. Then, a new soldier appears in his peripheral vision. Elysian turns, blocks, looks back. The figure is gone, swallowed by the melee. If he had kept standing still like that, he would have been killed in an instant. Elysian does not see his body amongst the collapsed forms littering the ground, but there is no time to search. The battle has not been called off yet, and Elysian cannot afford